जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरवन चारी जमुना तीरवन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय राधा दामोदर राधा दामोदर राधे जय जगन्नाथ जय बलदेवा जय सुभद्रा नित्य गौर हरि वो हरि वो हरि बोल हरि बोल जय जय प्रभुपाद जय श्री श्री राधा दामोदर भगवान की जय जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा महारानी की जय सीताराम लक्ष्मण हनुमान की जय श्री श्री गौर निताय की जय जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय इस्कॉन वर्तमान गुरु वृंद की जय हिज होलीनेस जयपतक स्वामी गुरु महाराज की जय हरे कृष्णा टू ऑल द डिवोटीज देयर एट स्कारब्रो प्लीज एक्सेप्ट माय हम्बल ओबीसेंसेस वांछा कल्पतरुभयश्च कृपा सिंधुभैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय हरे कृष्णा So I was just contemplating on what to speak today, and I thought maybe we can speak about Srila Prabhupada's Transcendental Book Distribution Marathon, because that is what is in everybody's mind here in India and around the world. December month, this is what is going on in every devotee's mind, how to distribute books, more and more books, and how to go about it and different strategies and what to do. So everybody in this world wants to be happy, and this happiness can come only if we know how to be happy, and that knowledge of how to be happy comes from the scriptures. Because if we don't know what to do and how to do, we end up doing something which will mess up things more. If somebody doesn't know plumbing and tries to get his hand on the taps, he may end up making a more mess out of it. Somebody doesn't know cooking and he tries his hand on it, he may just burn something. If somebody doesn't know computer and he tries to work on it or try to fix up things, he may mess it up more. So similarly, if we don't know about our existence and we don't know about ourselves and then we try to become happy, it doesn't work. So we need the scriptural knowledge so much more. In fact, if we know the purpose of our lives, purpose of our existence, then we can use it better. It's like if somebody is trying to use his cell phone for typing a whole book, it does not work. The cell phone is for typing short messages and it's good at it. But if somebody is trying to type a whole book on that, he may get frustrated and he may throw the cell phone, oh, this is not working. But actually it's not meant for that. Similarly, our body and our whole existence is meant for serving Krishna. But because we lack that knowledge, we end up trying to enjoy by different means, and ultimately we end up feeling more miserable. We understand that our body is not meant for sense gratification. In fact, the bodies of the birds and the animals are better off. They're having all the means to enjoy 100 times better than a human being. But our body is meant for serving Krishna. And that knowledge we get from the scriptures, that knowledge we get from Bhagavad Gita. And Srila Prabhupada has been so kind to us and giving this beautiful transcendental knowledge with his commentaries and making it more easy and accessible to us. So we got this knowledge and now we need to share it with others. So we need to share it with others, not because it's a selfless job, it's actually a selfish thing. Because if we want to be happy and if we want to be connected to the Lord and if we want to be in consciousness of Krishna, then we'll have to create a community around us who's also having Krishna in center. Otherwise, we won't be able to continue our Krishna consciousness for longer time. So it's actually a selfish service wherein we're trying to get everybody inside so that for us, it becomes easy to execute our Krishna consciousness. And the vivid example we see is somebody somewhere in some corner of the world ate something which was not correct. And then this whole virus comes in and wherein the whole world suffers. So we understand that everybody has to become a devotee or some way or the other will be affected since we are all living in the community. But when we preach and we try to inspire others also into this Krishna conscious process, then our execution of Krishna consciousness becomes easy. And Srila Prabhupada also said it when somebody asked Prabhupada that, can you explain what is ISKCON in one line? And he said ISKCON means chant Hare Krishna and spread Hare Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada wanted that everybody should spread this knowledge. So today we will discuss why should we spread this knowledge with an acronym that's called SHARE. Why should we share this knowledge? SHARE. So, and we'll take each and every word and we'll try to go deep into it and what way we are benefited. Because the whole point is there are a lot of resources in this world from where we can get material knowledge. And those knowledge helps us to understand what should we do in our life, but only scriptural knowledge can help us understand what should we do with our life. So material knowledge tells us what can we do in our life, but spiritual knowledge tells us what can we do with our life. So material knowledge may tell us, okay, get a job, get education, do this, do that. But scriptural knowledge gives us a bigger picture. What's the goal of our life and how do we go about it? So we should share it with everybody. So the first thing in SHARE, SHARE, why should we share it and what way we are benefited? So S in SHARE is sadhana. We are all undertaking some or the other kind of sadhana to get connected to the Lord. Sadhana itself means a way by which we can get connected to the Lord. So there are many ways we get connected to the Lord. So we get connected to the Lord by chanting and by hearing and by reading and by taking prasad and by taking association with devotees. But distributing Srila Prabhupada books or preaching this message or doing kirtan, preaching is kirtan, one of the Navavidha bhaktis, this is also one kind of sadhana. When we connect others with Krishna, our connection with Krishna becomes more stronger. As we connect more and more people, our connection with Krishna gets more and more stronger. And Krishna likes us. We become Krishna's favorite. Like Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 18.68, that those who share this knowledge, they are my, you know, most favorite devotees, or I like them the most. And not only that, I was hearing in Ramayana one very nice quote. Tulasidas was saying, he said that those who preach the glories of the Lord protects them just like a greedy man protects his wealth. So he said, just like a lobhi, a greedy man, he protects his wealth very carefully inside a locker. He'll keep it safely, lock it 10 times, and he'll take very good care of it. So similarly, those who preach the glories of the Lord gets so attached to them, he protects them very carefully. Because the whole purpose of this Krishna's coming down to this material world, Janma Karma Chame Divyam, is because he wants to reclaim, as he wants to take all the living entities back home. And if we are helping Krishna in this work, we are successful in getting his attention. He becomes very happy. So sadhana, this is one kind of a sadhana. When we are sharing this knowledge with others, what we are simply doing is we are increasing our connection with Krishna. But often devotees have this question that when we are ourselves new in Krishna consciousness, or rather we are practicing devotees, or rather we are on the way, we may not have full knowledge, or we may not be completely able to follow things, and how can we connect others? And it is just something like, if there is a, you know, in a famine hit area, everybody is starving and everybody is suffering, and then we see some relief workers coming there, and then they ask, okay, so you are hungry, you need some bread. You say yes, and they start giving some bread. And after you eat bread, you ask them, okay, can I have some more? And they'll say, okay, there are lots more in our warehouse, in our storehouse. You just follow me and I'll give you some more. And now when we are in the process of following those relief workers to the storehouse where there is more bread, we can always tell others, hey, look, this person is taking me to the storehouse where there is more bread. Do you want to come along with me? Okay, join me. Let's all go together. So is there anything wrong when we do that? No, nothing wrong. We don't know where is the storehouse and where they have stored the bread. But we know this person is taking us, and we can ask others to join us. And this is what it means when we do preaching. We may not have got the taste, we may not have that connection, but simply we are following the pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada, and he knows where is the storehouse, and he's connecting us to Krishna, and then we are connecting people to him. So we, on our way with Srila Prabhupada, we are connecting more and more people. Of course, what is important is, in this process of connecting others, we should not lose our connection with Krishna. And often this happens, and then when we start ignoring other angas, other limbs of bhakti, like our chanting or like our swadhyay, whatever we are doing, and we only keep doing preaching, then we lose our connection with the relief worker, and then we can't reach the storehouse. So it's very important that we simultaneously continue doing our sadhana, and this is also one of the limbs of sadhana where we connect others. I'm just reminded of this woodcutter who was trying to cut trees, but after some time he was unable to cut as many trees as he was able to cut on the first day. And as the days were passing, his number of trees were getting reduced, and then some wise man told him, why don't you go and sharp your axe? And he said, can't you see, I'm already so busy. But if he sharpens his axe, he can cut trees better. So it's like we take people along, but we also connect ourselves. So we keep sharpening our axe also. We keep our other limbs of sadhana proper, and then that way we can connect more and more people to Srila Prabhupada and to Krishna. So the first S here is sadhana. We want to share, because when we share, we get more connected to Krishna. When we share, then our sadhana, one way it improves, because when we are telling 10 people, take this book and read it, somewhere we'll feel, okay, even I have to read it. When we are telling 10 people, you chant. When we are telling 10 people, you follow 4 rules and regulations. We're telling 10 people, don't eat meat. So we know we also have to follow it. So that way it keeps us in consciousness of Krishna all the time. So that way we improve our sadhana, and distributing books or sharing this knowledge itself is also part of sadhana. The other H in share is, why should we distribute books? Is it increases our humility. So humility is not allowing ego to come between us and Krishna's service. So when we go out and we distribute books, or we go out and we preach, or we go out and tell people about Krishna and about this whole process, in lot of ways it makes us more humble. Because not everybody is going to accept what we say. There will always be some people who will accept, some people will criticize, some people will, you know, not be so favorable. They may give us all kinds of looks. And this whole process makes us humble. Because we've been chanting Trinadapi Sunichena Taro Riva Sahishuna, but this is more like theoretical. But when we actually go out and, you know, outside world, and then we deal with people and the way they behave with us, we can actually check out how much of Trinadapi Sunichena is actually getting digested by us. Because it's easy to, you know, work with those acids in the lab, but when you actually go out, you understand what happens. You know, you are actually provoked. Because when we are in the temple, when we are inside our community, we are in our comfort zone. Everybody is so nice to us, so sweet to us, and there is vancha kalpa, and everybody is very favorable. And then half of them think we are pure devotees, and I mean, those who are new, and then half of them, we think they are pure devotees and seniors, so we are nice to them. So there is no much question of friction. But when we actually go out in that world, out there, and distribute and deal with completely unknown people, and the kind of responses that they give, and then we have to maintain sama, equilibrium in all situations, whether you sell book or you couldn't sell, and that is real test for us. I was hearing one book distribution story from somebody in North America, and that devotee was sharing that how once on a book distribution drive, they were somewhere in downtown, and on the streets they had put up, you know, put up a blanket or something, and they were just sitting on the road and then doing kirtan, and they were trying to distribute books, and there was this one man who walked past them, and God knows what, he was in an angry mood, and he just went and he just spitted on the devotee who was trying to give him a Back to Godhead magazine or something. And then after spitting, you know, when he just spitted on the devotee was taken aback, but he really didn't know at that moment how to react. He was just like, what happened? And then he didn't react. And after that, that man just walked away. And after some time, he came back. Because he was thinking, how come this man is having so much control, you know? I spitted on him and he didn't react. So then he took a book and then he shared his story with this devotee. He said, well, actually, I'm visiting a psychologist on a regular basis because I'm unable to control my anger. And because of that, I have problems, marital problems, and my wife is filing for a divorce. And I've been taking these therapies on how to control anger, and I'm getting more angry that why am I not able to control my anger? And that anger was so much in my mind today that when you just asked me to take that book, and I just got angry and I spit it on you. But I said, what I was surprised is that how are you able to control your anger? I spit it on you without any reason, out of the blue, and you were still able to be there without any reaction. So I thought definitely there is something there in this books which you are selling, and I wanted to dig more. So like that, we see that how many of the time in book distribution, we see how so many of them are simply moved by the kindness of the devotees, by the way they behave. His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj was telling one book distribution pastime of a devotee, you know, of one of the very good standing devotee in ISKCON, and how he actually became devotee. So Maharaj was sharing that he was actually on a drive with his friend somewhere on a long drive, and then he looks back, and in the back seat there is a Bhagavad Gita, and he asks him, he says, what is this? Can I borrow this book from you? And his friend says, why borrow? Keep it. I don't want it also. You can keep the book, you know, I'm not interested. So his friend asked him that, if you are not interested, why did you buy the book in first place? So then he says that, well, actually, I was not convinced by their philosophy, but I was convinced by the kindness of that devotee who gave me this book. Just to make him happy, I took it, but I'm not interested in their philosophy. If you want, you can keep this book. And then this man, his friend, he read the book cover to cover and then searched for an address of ISKCON temple. And then today he's a devotee in good standing. So we see how when we actually show all the good qualities, while distributing books, how we can make so much change in so many people's life. So S for sadhana and H for humility. Unless and until we are actually put in that, situation, how will we even know whether we have developed those qualities or not? In fact, if we don't have those qualities, if we keep on regularly interacting, we'll understand where we lack and we can work on that and improve ourselves. Okay, this time maybe it's not every devotee will have this story where somebody has shown anger and he has not responded. There may be situations where devotees also get angry and aggressive, and sometimes they get pushy and they also react. But then as they keep doing this service, they understand where they're going wrong, and then they correct themselves, and that way they keep improving. The first quality of the devotee is the tikshava, karunika. So sadhu, sadhu hushana, these are all the qualities that devotee is aiming all his life. Okay, one day I want to be titikshava. But unless and until we expose ourselves to those situations, we wouldn't understand whether we have improved or not, if we're always in our comfort zone. So H is for humility, S is for sadhana, and H is for humility. And A is for appreciation. When we do book distribution, we appreciate what we have all the more. Actually, we have this great transcendental knowledge that Srila Prabhupada has so kindly given us. But the more we interact with others, and then when they come back with their realizations, and then when we see transformations in others happening right in front of our eyes, we have seen somebody who was completely maybe eating meat and, engaged in all sorts of abominable activities, and then we've given him a book, and after some time we see he comes back and there are so many changes happening, and that gives us so much happiness, and our conviction also becomes more stronger. Because we understand that it's not only that this book has information, and it's not that, when we read it, we get purified. There is purification, there is information, there is spiritual satisfaction, there is transformation. And when we see that transformation, then our conviction becomes all the more. We understand, that, yeah, it's actually working, it's actually working. And we see so many changes in their life. So A is that we get more appreciation of what we have. When somebody else also talks about it, then we are more sure, yeah, we are on the right track. I'm just reminded of this one book distribution story one of the temple president was sharing. So how he was, one fine day he gets a call from some unknown number, and that man is all angry, and he's shouting on the top of his voice, and he says, other day some of your people have come and given me this book. And the temple president is very patiently listening, and this man is shouting on the top of his voice and saying, and you know what he did? Now this temple presidents are very much used to this kind of shouting, especially during the marathon month, because sometimes the over enthusiastic devotees will do such kind of things, and sometimes they have to take the wrath, because they may sometimes it's not healthy, but sometimes they may just promise something which is not there actually in the book. They may say, if you read this book, this will happen. Actually, this book has this, and then when they go home and see, there is nothing. And then sometimes the temple leaders, managers, they get called, what is this? So he was very patiently listening, some person. And then this man was saying, you know what happened? I've been reading this book and my life changed. I was, consuming alcohol on regular basis, and I've been, I've gone for so many therapies, but nothing could stop my habit. And once I started reading this book and I started chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, now I've stopped drinking, alcohol. And this president was wondering that, you know, what's there to shout, you know, about it on me? You know, he could have said it happily. And then he says the last sentence. So my anger is that why are you not distributing this to everybody? Why did you come so late in my life? Why didn't you come before, you know? So then this president had a smile running on through his face. And he was like, oh, this is just amazing. It can change anybody's life. So like that, we see when we hear these things, not only hearing, when we see actually happening, or this is something which we are hearing from somebody, but when we actually distribute book, we see that happening. You know, there is a saying, right? When I hear, I forget. When I see, I remember. But when I do, I understand. When you actually do, you're actually going out there and you're distributing books on, you know, whatever way, of course. Now with the corona situation sometimes, and of course in the contemporary world now, it's not only about actually going, there are 100 other ways you distribute book via Facebook or by your other social platforms. You can advertise and you can send it via Amazon, or you can send it by post, or you can, you know, you go to some libraries or school or college or hospitals or jails. There's so many ways you can reach people. And when you actually see there is some change in their life, you feel so happy. So our appreciation for Srila Prabhupada increases when we see how it's transforming so many people. I was just reminded of this one medical drug manufacturing company. They were manufacturing one particular drug which was very important for a pandemic situation happening somewhere. So the people who were working in that drug company, they were a little careless. Of course, everything happens by machine, but there are certain things where human intervention is required. So the supervisor, the manager had been regularly telling them that, you know, be careful and properly supervise, but they were all very careless. So what they decided is, they said, okay, now we, for the next month, we change your job. You don't need to supervise the production. You go and distribute it to the people, you know, to where this medicine is required. So they had a change in job. And from next month, they had to actually distribute the medicine. And when they had to distribute the medicine, there was a change of heart. They understood that this one small pill that we are giving, it's so important for this person and his family. It's going to save a life. And then after 1 month of being in field, when they came back to the production department, they were so careful this time, because they understood, oh, it's not a small thing. What we are doing, it's changing and helping so many people. So this is what happens when we are actually out there in the field and, you know, distributing and connecting to people. And then when they come back and when we see the changes, we say, oh, this is not a small thing what I'm doing, distributing or preaching or connecting people. Oh, it's actually making a change in their life. It's actually, you know, helping them. So S for sadhana and H for increases our humility, and A, it increases our appreciation for Srila Prabhupada and for these books and for this whole process. So S-H-A-R, R for responsibility. When we are distributing Srila Prabhupada books, what we are doing is we are becoming family member in Krishna's family. See, even when you go out for some parties, there are two kinds of guests. One is that you are a guest to some party, let's say a birthday party, where you are enjoying the celebrations, you clap and you wear some funny hats, or you're singing birthday song, eating the cake, savoring. Okay, you are enjoying. And there's another kind of guests who are related to the host of the party, and they are enjoying, but it's a different kind of enjoyment, because they will be somewhere in the kitchen trying to get the knives, or trying to distribute cakes, or trying to, you know, get cool drinks, or helping, because they're part of the family. So this is what is happening. One is, okay, we come to the temple and we hear and we chant. Okay, we are one kind of guest. And when we actually become related to Krishna, then we are actually doing something for Krishna. We are part of the party. We are the host. So we have to get more people connected to Krishna. And that way we become part of Krishna's family. We are taking Krishna's headache. Krishna's headache. You know, this is Krishna's, we're taking Guru's headache, Srila Prabhupada's headache. Srila Prabhupada, this only one thing in his mind, how to get more and more people connected to Krishna. And when we try to do that in our small little way, whatever, it may be like a squirrel, but at least we are giving our, if we give our 100%, that pleases Guru and Krishna. So when we take responsibility, in fact, practically also I have seen in my personal life also with the devotees that I deal here in Vizag community, unless and until they do some service, they'll never have that feeling of being part of the temple. That enthusiasm comes only when they're part of some kind of a service for Krishna. Even if they come regular basis or they do their chanting and sadhana, unless and until they take up a responsibility, they won't get that enthusiasm. They won't feel that strong connection with Krishna. Even if it's the seva is as small as distributing maybe prasadam, or maybe giving charnamrita, or even if you're at the shoe stand or whatever, but if you do some service, then you become more strongly connected to Krishna. To the extent that one takes responsibility when one progresses in Krishna consciousness, somebody takes more and more and more seva and more responsibility, his connection to Krishna becomes more stronger and stronger. The fact that if we love Krishna, then we serve Krishna. That's one simple one-liner. If you love, then you serve. When you love somebody, you want to do something for that person. Love cannot be simply lip service. You know, you just talk. Okay, if a husband tells wife, "Oh, I love you so much, but I can't give you, you know, I can't earn money," or a wife says, "Well, I can't cook for you, but I love you so much, it doesn't work." If you love, then you serve. If we really, really love Srila Prabhupada, then we serve. And Srila Prabhupada becomes most happy when his books are distributed. In fact, I was once reading, and I think it was in one of the Transcendental Diaries by Harisori Prabhu, how Srila Prabhupada was struggling so much. And there's one place where he's saying that at the fag end of his life, in the 1977s, when he was in that bed in Vrindavan, and then, even to move, just turn sides while sleeping, also he needed help by devotees. But even at that time, Srila Prabhupada said that, don't take away this privilege of struggling for you, Krishna. And he said, this is also a privilege to have this opportunity to struggle for you. So when we actually do something out of our comfort zone for Krishna, then we develop a strong relationship with Krishna, and Krishna also becomes indebted to us, and we develop some kind of a give and take kind of a thing, because he's doing so much for us actually, we're not doing anything back. But when we at least try to do a little bit, some kind of a preaching service, then we develop a strong relationship. I was reading in Harisori Prabhu's diary, one particular day in Srila Prabhupada's life, and I was so amazed. He was mentioning how one time Srila Prabhupada, it's just one day out of the blue, I just took out just one day, and how it is, he goes for a house program that night, and by the time he comes back, it's like 11 o'clock in the night, and then from 11 to 11:30 he takes rest, and then 11:30 he gets up and starts translating up to 3 o'clock in the morning. And then 3 to 4, he takes body massage. 4 o'clock, he takes bath and goes to the airport. And then takes flight to Colombo. And from Colombo to Singapore. And there was some technical problem, so for many hours, he had to wait in Singapore airport. And then from there, he goes to Australia. And after 36 hours of traveling, he reaches Australia late evening, 6 o'clock. As soon as he reaches the temple, he gives his arrival address. And then after arrival address, he goes to his room, takes bath, gets fresh up, and then gives a long lecture followed by question and answers. And by the time the whole program is over, it's again 11:30 in the night. And then he goes back to his room, he takes rest. Again, he gets up at 3 o'clock. And from 3 to 6, he starts translating. And then 6 o'clock, he gets fresh up and goes for morning walk. And while he's going for the morning walk, he wakes up his secretary. and he is fast asleep after 36 hours of traveling and so much, you know, he's completely like, you know, he's shocked to see Srila Prabhupada, you know, all active, taken bath, let's go for a walk. He says, Srila Prabhupada, I can't come. And Srila Prabhupada is maybe 70 plus and the secretary is maybe 24-year-old young boy. And Srila Prabhupada is all active and then he goes on a morning walk with this devotees in Australia. And then again, next page and the next page, and how Srila Prabhupada goes to Latin America and there also how he skips lunch and then he goes for a TV program and then another program and then another program. And then by the time he reaches, it's 11 in the night, and then he takes some hot puri and milk, and Srila Prabhupada says, ha, this is how it should be in Krishna consciousness. Work hard whole day for Krishna and then take some nice prasadam and take rest, you know. And I mean, when we hear all this, we understand how much Srila Prabhupada had worked hard and how much sacrifices, and at that old age, of course, now things are pretty easy for us, but he's gone through so much, and I guess that's why he has such strong relation with Krishna, because he works for Krishna, and he's teaching that to us also, that you want to have a strong relationship with Krishna, then you work hard for Krishna. So R is responsibility. We should take up some responsibility, and by distributing books, we are actually taking up responsibility, what Krishna wants us to do to get jivas back connected to him. See, when you are in a jungle, in a forest, let's say you are in a forest somewhere, midnight, and it's very cold, and somehow by a lot of difficulty you get some twigs and some things together, and then, you know, like those early man days, you just rub two stones, somehow get the fire. It is difficult, correct? But more difficult is to keep the fire going. You can't sleep whole night. Now you will have to keep on getting some more twigs and some more twigs and keep putting in the fire to keep the fire, you know, till morning. Similarly, actually it is difficult to come into Krishna consciousness. You know, Brahmande Brahmite Kono Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Kripate Pai Bhakti Lata Beej. Oh, we've been wandering from so many lifetimes, and it's really difficult actually to come in touch with Krishna consciousness, so get an opportunity to be Krishna conscious. But more difficult than that is to stay in Krishna consciousness. Coming is difficult and staying is more difficult. That's why when devotees used to tell Srila Prabhupada, this devotee left ISKCON, that devotee left ISKCON, and Prabhupada used to say, why are you seeing who left ISKCON? Why don't you appreciate who are staying in ISKCON, you know, who are still continuing their service? So that hard work of getting more twigs and more twigs and making sure the fire is alive is what is preaching service. Okay, we are in Krishna consciousness, but if you want to keep it alive, we'll have to continue with seva. Some or the other kind of service we keep doing and we keep doing, and that will keep us alive in Krishna consciousness. And that is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted, and that is what Srila Prabhupada wanted. In fact, in Vishakhapatnam, there's a temple here, Kurma Kshetra, the world's only Kurma Dev temple here, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, and here he gave a very important instruction. He said, Jare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh, amar agyay guru hoy taro e desh. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed here. He said, Jare dekho, whoever you see, you talk about Krishna, you tell about Krishna, this is what I want. Actually, it's a human tendency for us to talk. Without talking, we need to talk something. And if we don't talk about Krishna, we'll talk about Maya. So we better talk about Krishna, we better preach about Krishna, we better take a book and start talking with somebody. That's a human tendency. Even when we are in a conversation with somebody, our first instinct will be that if that person stops, I'll start speaking. Because everybody likes to talk, something or the other they want to talk. And if we don't engage our mind and senses and tongue speaking about Krishna, then we'll end up speaking something else. So better to speak about Krishna. So we got S for sadhana, H for humility, A for appreciation, and R for responsibility. Now comes the final one, E for ecstasy. What way are we benefited if we distribute Srila Prabhupada books, or if we help in the preaching mission, we'll be happy. ecstasy. We'll be so happy. You see, in Bhagavad Gita, in the last 18th chapter, when Krishna stops speaking and then Sanjay verses come, 18.76 and 77, and we see Sanjay is, Krishna tells Gita to Arjun and Sanjay is telling Gita to Dhritarashtra. And Sanjay is hearing all this and he's repeating it to Dhritarashtra. And then Sanjay makes a statement. He says, "Oh, I've heard this wonderful narration and I'm feeling so thrilled. And every moment," that's one word added. He said, "I'm feeling so thrilled every moment." And then he says, I'm rejoicing again and again." And I thought that was so beautiful. Why Dhritarashtra is also hearing Gita? He's not feeling that thrill and he's not rejoicing. Why Sanjay is rejoicing? The fact that he's repeating it. He's preaching. He's sharing. So whatever knowledge he heard from Krishna, he's sharing it with Dhritarashtra. Sharing gives us ecstasy. So if you share this with somebody, then, it's like when you give Krishna, you get Krishna. When you give Krishna to somebody, then you get Krishna. So when we share this with somebody, we get that happy feeling. Rupa Goswami says in Padyavali, one of my favorite slokas, he says, "Aho aho bhi nakale viduyate sudha sudhara madhuram pade pade. Dine dine chandana chandra shitale yasho yashoda tanayasya giyate." This is Kali Yuga. It's actually a suffering. Everybody is supposed to suffer because, the way this whole yuga is. But in this Kali Yuga, there is somebody who is very happy. So when there is a bright sun, the glare and the heat, how can somebody be happy? But somebody is happy. Why that somebody is happy? Not only happy, that somebody is, even though the sun is, hot, this somebody is feeling that, somebody is applying camphor and sandal on me. That much happiness and that much cooling this person is feeling. Oh, why is this person feeling like this? And he's feeling sudha, sudhara, madhuram pade pade. Every moment he's feeling as if he's, honey and, he's enjoying the sweetness. Why is this happening to him? Because what is he doing? He's singing the glories of the son of Mother Yashoda. Tanayasya giyate. Oh, that is why even though he's in the middle of all this hot sun, he is happy, he's enjoying, he's feeling cool. So similarly, we are all in this Kali Yuga and it's practically the whole situation is Adi Devik, Adhyatmik, Adi Bhautik, so many kinds of misery, so much suffering and people's lifespan is shorter and there is quarrel and there is hypocrisy and then there is fault finding and then there is cheating mentality and so many problems are, but in this middle of whole thing, if somebody is connected to Krishna, then he can feel happy. So when we get connected and we connect others, then our happiness and ecstasy is doubled. So like that, when we connect people to Krishna, when we distribute Srila Prabhupada books, then we become Krishna's favorite and we enjoy, just like Sanjay is saying, "I'm rejoicing again and again. I'm feeling so happy every moment." I remember as a young girl, in our community, whenever there was some kind of marriage in our family, the young girls, we were asked to, stand at the door and sprinkle rose water on people who come for the marriage. And I remember when it was fun for us as children, sprinkle water and rose water on everybody. But what used to happen at the end of it, when we've been sprinkling and sprinkling and sprinkling, we ourselves start smelling like rose because so much water, drops on us also. So this is what happens when we are preaching. Actually, we are preaching and preaching and talking and spreading and distributing. And when we keep doing it, we actually end up becoming good devotees, we actually end up becoming better devotees. So this is one ecstasy that we feel when we distribute Srila Prabhupada the books, when we distribute this knowledge. Not only that, in this whole process of distributing Srila Prabhupada books and connecting others, so many nice qualities and so many good qualities we start developing. Our dependence on Krishna, our conviction, our faith, everything starts becoming more stronger. We may have a desire to be Krishna conscious. We may even have discrimination. Okay, this is wrong, this is right. We may even have determination. But what is required is that dependence on Krishna that we have to develop, and that happens when we are in preaching field. Because when we actually go out there and distribute books or whatever in preaching we do, we can clearly understand that actually nothing works but Krishna's mercy. Sometimes we may have the best of vocabulary and best of strategy and very nice presentation, maybe the right place we have put up the stall and the right time, and maybe we are approaching the right people, but they may not take the book. And sometimes everything may be going wrong, and then we may be selling books, you know, there may be people coming and taking books. So in those times we clearly understand that actually it's Krishna who is, you know, doing things. And when we are in these situations where we have been given certain quotas to fulfill and we have to distribute and we are praying and we are begging, and so that increases our consciousness of Krishna also. Dependence on Krishna, consciousness of Krishna. Actually ours is International Society for Krishna Consciousness. The whole point is jeno teno prakarena, by whatever activities we do, we have to somehow be conscious of Krishna all the time. And when we are distributing books and we are going out in this marathon month, we are so much more conscious of Krishna. On the other days we may not be so sincere in praying, but when we are out on book distribution, we are praying and begging, and oh, you know, Lord, today at least this many Gitas or this many books I should be able to distribute. And not only that, when you actually hand over a book to a person and the person is just looking through, we are sincerely, fervently praying, oh Krishna, you know, Paramatma in his heart, you know, please inspire him to take the book. And as he turns the pages, we see Prabhupada's photo, and we are praying to Srila Prabhupada, oh please make him take this book. And then finally the person takes or does not take. But it's not only that we count how many books we distributed. We should also count how many books we could not distribute. I mean, rejections. How many times the book was given to a person and he went through and then he gave it back. We can also count that, because that also adds up to our score. One is the score you distributed, and one is the score how many times you remembered Krishna. So imagine 100 people rejected. I don't want. And you were praying that 100 times, Krishna, please, please, please make him take that book. So that 100 times you remember Krishna. So you can actually add to your other score. Okay, so many times I remembered Krishna. So many times I was dependent on Krishna. Because actually when the book distribution happens, there are four people involved in it. It's us and the opposite person and the Paramatma in our heart and the Paramatma in his heart. There are four people here. And the score is, and the ratio is 3:1. Because we want he should take the book, and the Paramatma in our heart wants he should take the book, and Paramatma in his heart also wants he should take the book. And then he is all alone and there is 3:1. So sometimes the 3:1 ratio, we win and he takes it. Sometimes he doesn't take it. But in this whole process that we keep remembering and we pray, so that's actually getting added to our score. Because the goal of our life is to be conscious of Krishna. So in this way we are being conscious of Krishna and we are praying to Krishna. See, of course, there are so many beautiful book distribution stories where devotees say that how they were simply dependent on Krishna, and you know, so many miracles happen. Other day I was hearing one very beautiful book distribution story by one devotee. He was saying that how they once went in a bus for distributing books, and midway they realized that they never carried the proper papers of the book. Now in India, If you don't carry those papers, you will be in big soup. So the bus was taken and it was parked near an RTO office. And they said, no, unless and until you get the papers, you don't move. And the devotees didn't know what to do. So he said, okay, fine, pay the fine and you can make a move. So he said, how much is the fine? He said, 6,000 rupees. And 6,000 rupees is a big amount. So he said, well, but we don't have any money to pay. So he said, okay, unless you give the money, then you stay here. And so devotees were inside the bus. And then somehow, luckily for them, there was a hand pump next to the place where they parked the bus. Devotees thought, well, very well then, we just depend on Krishna. So they just, used this hand pump, they took bath. In the traveling Sankirtan buses, they have this kitchen. So they made nice prasadam, they did kirtan, they had prasadam. And they were sleeping in the night. Next day morning, again, they had Mangala Arati and they had prasadam. And now these officers were just watching them, they're not doing anything. They're just continuing and they're happy as, whatever Krishna desires. And somehow for them, this RTO office, the main head officer, so on the next day afternoon, while he was in his office, somehow the fan, which is rotating the ceiling fan, it just fall on his table. And then all the other junior officers were mocking him. Hey, look, you stopped the Hare Krishna. See what happened. The fan fall, Immediately this guy got very, emotional and, oh, yeah. Better you send them, because he was also a little, taken back seeing that fan fall. Somehow he narrowly escaped and nothing happened to him. So immediately he sent his junior officer. He said, okay, ask the Hare Krishnas to go. So this junior officer, when he went there, he saw all the devotees are happy. They're taking prasad and they offered him also, you want to take prasad? Please take prasad with us. And then he said, no, he's fine. And then he took out 1,000 rupees note and he said, this is a donation, you people keep and you can go. So like that, dependence on Krishna, devotees, no matter what situation they are, they are happy. They're happy. There's one other book distributor who was sharing his nectar. He said how once he and his co-devotee, they both went for distributing book in a police station. So when they went for the police station, they were all excited and enthusiastic and they thought, everybody will take it. So they spoke to the head police and he said, yeah, you can, just after the parade, the morning exercise that we have, you can make announcement and if anybody wants, they can take it, So the parade was over and these devotees very enthusiastically made the announcements. Yeah, and nobody took the Bhagavad Gita. So they were not able to understand what to do and they were simply praying and praying to Krishna. And while they both were sitting and, outside the police station, not knowing what to do, there was this one little boy who came there. And he said, oh, you are Hare Krishna's? Oh, yeah. So he said, oh, okay. So he said, can you show me your books? So this little boy. So very reluctantly, one brahmachari, he showed the book. And the other brahmachari was thinking, why do I have to waste time showing a book to a small boy? But still he showed. And he said, oh, this is Krishna? Yeah. I said, I like Krishna. In fact, he said, come inside, I'll show you. In the police station, there's one small Krishna painting and I come here to see that. And he was a local, street tea vendor, they in India, they have the small boys. There's a family business. The father or the mother, they make the tea. And this little boys, they are like, they go and distribute teas in small glasses. So he said, I just come here every day and I know all the officers here and I distribute, I sell tea here. So he said, come here, you want to sell this book? I said, yeah, I said, come, I'll introduce you. And he was very enthusiastically telling all the officers, sir, you'd like to take this book. Now, as he kept doing it so enthusiastically, all the 58 books got sold. Now, these brahmacharis were surprised. Oh, what an arrangement Krishna made. We were completely thinking, it's not going to work out. And then somehow they ended up distributing so many books. So at the end, when they were leaving, they gave a lot of prasadam, laddus and all to this little boy. And then they were asking this boy, hey, what's your name? And then the boy said, well, my name is Aslam. So they were all the more surprised because he was from a different community. But he said, that's all right, but I like Krishna. So like that we see, when we hear all these book distribution stories, one thing we understand is that actually Krishna has done the job. If we are interested to take credit, we should come forward. The job is already done. If we want to take the credit, we should come forward. Because Krishna has done it already. And he just wants his devotees to take the credit. I'm reminded of this pastime of how the Bhagavad Gita actually got printed in 1968. How in those days this Hare Krishna Dhun album was very famous and many of them were placing orders and our devotees were mailing them. So whoever orders for this Hare Krishna Dhun records, I think they had those gramophones and, you know, those big records that they sell. So they used to mail it. So once they got a order from some junior accountant working in Macmillan company. And when Brahmananda Prabhu shared this with Prabhupada, Prabhupada told him that you personally go and deliver, don't send it by post. And when you go and deliver it, you ask them if they will print Bhagavad Gita. And Brahmananda Prabhu was thinking in his mind, how can that be possible? I can just go and ask them, will you print our Guru's Bhagavad Gita? But of course, he had so much faith on Srila Prabhupada. So he actually goes there with those records. And then he enters this office of this junior accountant. And then he gives the 1,000 records that they had ordered of this Hare Krishna Dhun. And after selling it, very reluctantly, he asked, our Guruji, you know, has written this commentary on Bhagavad Gita, and would you like to print it? So this junior assistant says, well, I am a very small person in Macmillan, you speak to my boss. So he takes Brahmananda Prabhu to meet his boss. And when Brahmananda Prabhu gives this proposal, the boss is all more than happy. He says, well, actually, I'm looking for Bhagavad Gita because we have printed Quran and we have printed Bible and we were actually looking to print a Bhagavad Gita edition. So who's written this? I said, oh, our Guru, the same person who sang this. Yeah. So yeah, we'll be very happy, you know, show us the manuscripts. So then Brahmananda Prabhu shares in his realization that, you know, at times like this, we clearly understand that actually everything is already done. If we want to take credit, we should come forward. You know, Srila Prabhupada only knows this is going to happen. He told him, okay, go and meet this person, go and do this. So if we want to take the credit, we'll have to come forward. So the whole point is we have to be enthusiastic and whatever our capacity, we should try our best in serving Krishna. It's not about the result. It's about the endeavor. That's what Krishna is looking at. If we have given our 100% or not. What's our intention? How much hard work we have put in? That's what Krishna sees. He's not worried about the result. He'll declare us winner even if we have distributed only one Bhagavad Gita. But if we have put our 100% or not is what he's looking at. Our intention attracts Krishna's attention. What's our intention? I'll tell one short story and then I'll end it here. It's one of my favorite stories about Bhima. Now, how this among the Pandavas, Bhima, the healthiest, he's always thinking that I want to do something for Krishna, which will make Krishna happy. Arjun is doing so much for Krishna and Krishna is so happy with so many people, but I haven't done anything for him, any service. So I want to do something that will make Krishna happy. So he decides that maybe I will learn to sing. If I can sing nicely and then glorify Krishna, Krishna will be so happy. So we can imagine if Bhima is singing, what must be happening. So he calls a teacher and he starts learning music. And now he's singing so awfully, everybody's got a headache in the whole palace hearing Bhima sing, and that also practice every day, morning and evening. But they're all afraid to tell him that, look, you don't sing so well. How do we put it straightforwardly to him? So they engage Draupadi, oh, you have to do the job. So she's very smart. So she goes and tells Bhima, my dear husband, You're doing an amazing job by, you know, regularly practicing your music. But I just want to suggest one thing. This practicing of music should be done in ekanta. You should do it alone, not in front of everybody. Then you can concentrate very well. So he said, what should I do? There are lots of people here in the palace. So Draupadi says, well, why not you go up there? You know, there's this hill which we can see. You go up there on that hill and there you practice. Nobody will disturb and your singing will improve. So Bhima said, that's a very good suggestion. So he does all that trekking, goes up the hill and with his teacher and all, he's practicing his sangeet, his music. And after one or two days, there's this one washerman who comes there running. And then he looks at Bhima and then looks here and there. And then he's like, you know, his jaw down. And so Bhima says, what happened? He said, no, nothing, nothing, nothing. It's okay. I'm going back. No, 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 no. Why did you come in the first place? No, well, nothing, nothing. No, no, you are hiding something. Tell me the truth. What exactly happening? Then he says, if I tell the truth, you'll beat me. So Bhima says, no, no, I will not do any harm to you. Tell me the truth. Be honest. So he says, well, nothing. Actually, I'm a washerman. I live down the village here. And my donkey is missing last 2-3 days. And the way you sing, it's so similar to my donkey's braying that I thought he must be somewhere here. But when I come here, I see you are singing. So that's what, you know, I'm surprised. Now Bhima realizes, oh, so my singing is like donkey braying. Oh, that's why Draupadi sent me here, is it? So he decides, oh, well, I'm not going to sing anymore. Enough is enough. You know, I don't want to sing. I don't think I can sing. So he goes back to the palace. So as soon as Yudhishthira sees him, he says, oh, well, I'm happy to see you. Can you do one job for me? So Bhima says, what is that? He says, go to Dwarika and call Krishna. I have some job with him. So Bhima says, well, in the last 2 days I've been practicing. Can I just eat something and go? And he says, fine. Now when Bhima once starts eating, he just forgets the instruction given by Yudhishthira. And after eating, he just goes off to sleep. And then when he gets up next day, Yudhishthira is waiting. So Yudhishthira calls Bhima, okay, so did you go to Dwarka? Did you inform Krishna? Where is Krishna? Then Bhima gets all, you know, oh, I forgot. Now Yudhishthira gives him he just scolds him. Why did you do that? How can you be so careless? Now Bhima, he goes inside his room, locks himself up, and then he's crying. He says, oh, I don't know why I did this. How come I could forget? And then he prays to Krishna, and he prays to Krishna, and he tells Krishna, do you only come when Draupadi calls you? In that Asat Sabha, when Dushasan was trying to disrobe Draupadi, she called for you and you came. So you come only if Draupadi calls. You don't come, you'll not come if I call you. So he's very fervently praying and praying. And then suddenly he hears a knock on his door. Two soldiers are standing there. So he opens and says, what happened? He says, Yudhishthira Maharaj is calling you inside the Sabha, you know, in the palace. So he goes to Yudhishthira Maharaj's court. And there, lo and behold, he sees Krishna is sitting next to Yudhishthira Maharaj. So now he gets surprised. So Yudhishthira Maharaj tells Bhima, why did you speak lie? You said you didn't call Krishna. So he says, well, I didn't speak lie. I know I never went to Dwarka. But Krishna says that you called him. So Bhima is looking at Krishna. And Krishna says, well, I never said you came to Dwarka. I said you called me. So then Bhima understands and he thanks Krishna. And then when he's just about to go, he turns around. Then Krishna tells him, well, by the way, Bhima, I just want to tell you one thing. You've been practicing Sangeetam, this music, you know, vocal music for many days now. But that didn't please me. But that just now, what you were singing, what you were praying in your room, you know, from the core of your heart, that singing was very sweet. You know, that really touched my heart. So then Bhima became so happy. He understood the essence that Krishna was saying, that when somebody may not be a great singer, but if somebody is from the core of their heart praying to Krishna, then Krishna reciprocates. Because the doctor may know what is happening in our heart, but what is inside our heart, that only Krishna knows. So Krishna is attracted by our intention. We can get his attention by what is our intention. So it's not about result. It's not about how many we distributed. It's about how much did we try. And that makes Krishna so happy. According to our capacity, we may not be like Hanuman and those elephants who helped Lord Rama to make this bridge to connect him to Mother Sita. We can even be like those ants or squirrels who are just, you know, bringing some small dust. But if we are doing our 100%, then that makes Krishna happy. So even if we may not be very expert in book distribution, sometimes some devotees come up with you know, saying that, well, actually, I'm shy, or I'm an introvert, or I can't speak, or I can't convince people, I can't. Well, that's all right. Whatever we can, or whatever we are good at, whatever way we can, if we somehow or the other join in this preaching army of Srila Prabhupada, then do whatever we are good at. So if we are, even if we are not good at book distribution, we can help somebody who is good at book distribution. Maybe just give them some contacts whom we think may take the book, or maybe just cook some prasadam so that they can distribute it, or maybe just serve that devotee on some or the other way so that that person can distribute, or that person can preach, or just pass on or forward that message to other people. Of course, nowadays there are so many opportunities, not like those days when during Srila Prabhupada time, when the only way maybe to connect people was to go door to door. And now there's so many ways where we can connect people to Krishna consciousness, even while, you know, sitting at home. You know, we can do so many things. The only thing is our intention and seriousness in doing it, because somehow or the other keep a target and try to you know, do something tangible, something, you know, when we stand in front of the Lord, we should be able to look eye to eye and, okay, Krishna, I'm doing something for you. It's not that I'm always asking Krishna, what are you doing for me? Krishna, give me this, give me that. And something is, Krishna, I'm also doing something. I'm also reciprocating in my little way, whatever way I can. So that will make Krishna so happy. That will make Srila Prabhupada so happy. Actually, as human beings, we have so many depths we're supposed to clear, actually. We have Pitrurin, and we have Devarin, and we have Rishirin. Because this nature is giving us so much. We're taking the you know, the rays of the sun, and we are breathing this air, and we are drinking water, and we are walking on Mother Earth. We are indebted to them, and then we are indebted to our forefathers, our ancestors, our parents, and then we are indebted to the rishis. They are giving us scriptural knowledge and gurus, and then we are indebted to the demigods. They are all the adhipatis of our different senses. So if we make a list like that, we are indebted to so many people in this world. And how do we just give back? The only way is, as it says in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, that if somebody becomes a devotee of Mukunda, so that way we are free from all this rin. So when we become a devotee, we make others devotee, and we help Srila Prabhupada preaching mission, then we are free from all our debts. But this one debt we have to Srila Prabhupada, because he making us free from all the other debts, is to engage in his mission, and we can make him happy by distributing books. I'm always inspired by Vaisasika Prabhu's example, you know, where he says that in the olden days, the disciples living in Gurukul ashram used to go in deep in the forest and get wood for the guru to perform fire sacrifice. So similarly, nowadays we are not in Gurukul, and there is no fire sacrifice in Kali Yuga, but they used to carry the log of woods for their guru. We can carry books and distribute them, and that way, you know, we are trying to give back to Srila Prabhupada what he has done, you know, Guru Rin. And not only that, he was giving another example. He said, just like in a fire sacrifice, you know, you put some ghee inside the fire. So the mouth of the yajna, where you perform the yajna, is the mouth of Lord Vishnu. And you know, and that fire, you know, those days they used to do this horse sacrifices and cow sacrifices, and they used to put the animal in sacrifice because the animal used to die, but they used to get higher body. So immediately there, you know, the transmigration from that, the soul moves from the horse body to a higher body, to a better body. So says he was saying that similar thing we are doing by distributing books. So what we are doing is, by distributing the books, what we are doing is we are killing or sacrificing the animal instincts or tendencies that people have. You know, they're all getting sacrificed in the book distribution fire. And then they're getting another birth, you know, just like those horse and the cows, they got a better birth after they were sacrificed. Now they're getting better birth, you know, they're getting divine taste, and they're getting this higher knowledge, and that way we are upgrading their lives. So it's such a noble work when we connect people to Krishna. We are helping them. Helping them give up their lower tendencies and bad habits and go up in this ladder and become good devotees and get connected to Krishna. So whatever is our capacity to please Guru Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada, we should try and distribute Srila Prabhupada books this marathon month, whether e-books or physical books or whatever way we can, and make them happy. So with this, I'll end it here. Thank you so much, dear devotees. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Transcendental Book Distribution Marathon Month Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. Jai.
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna lage. Sab Krishna, Krishna, Krishna lage. Sab Krishna, Krishna, Krishna lage. Sab Krishna.